Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with OU Women's Initiative. My name is Pamela Rifka Simonson, and today we will be studying Yehoshua, Perek Chaf Gimel, Chapter 23. There are still areas in the land remaining to be conquered. There are still Canaanites living amongst the Bnei Yisrael. And Yehoshua, our great leader, is now coming to the end of his life. Verse 1. Vayehi miyomim rabim, and it was after many days. Acharei asher heniach Hashem liYisrael mikol oyvehem misoviv, after Hashem had given rest to Yisrael from all their surrounding enemies, v'Yehoshua zokein, and Yehoshua was old. Bo bayomim, come along in years, well on in years. Verse 2. Vayikra Yehoshua lechol Yisrael. Yehoshua called to all of Yisrael. Lizikenov, Ularoshov, Ulashaitov, Ulashaitrov, to their elders, and to their heads, and to their judges, and to their officers. Malbim specifies that the elders are the Sanhedrin, the heads are the heads of the tribes, and the judges and officers are those in each city. Vayoymer Alehem, and he said to them, Ani Zokanti, Bosi bayomim, I have aged and come along in years. Malbim contextualizes Yehoshua's speech that is to follow, explaining that Yehoshua perceives that many people are remaining settled in the land whom the Bnei Yisrael has not driven out. There are two ways this could go. One, make a covenant with them and intermarry with them, becoming like one nation, and through this avoid hatred. Or two, fight them until they are driven out, because without this, it would be impossible for them to dwell in the land with rest. Yehoshua fears that after his death, the Bnei Yisrael will be afraid to provoke the other nations with war, and they will choose the first option of assimilation. So Yehoshua is speaking now to warn them about this. When he says, Ani zokanti, I have aged, he is saying, I can no longer go out to war. But is it not the case that it was not I who conquered with my own strength? Because, verse 3, Va'atem re'isem es kol asher osa Hashem Elokeichem, L'chol ha'goyim ha'ele mipneichem, and you have seen all that Hashem, your God, has done to all these nations before you. Continues Malbim, Yehoshua is pointing out that they have seen great signs and miracles, and through this they should understand well that it is not through Yehoshua that the Bnei Yisrael has been victorious, but rather ki Hashem Elokeichem hu ha'nilcham lochem, that Hashem, your God, it is He who has fought for you. And, continues Malbim, Yehoshua is saying, He, Hashem, who is the one who has fought for you, is everlasting and does not die. Yehoshua will die, but He is reassuring the people that they can continue to fight without Him, because it was Hashem, not Yehoshua, that won the battles for them. And He, Hashem, will continue to be there for them. Verse 4. Re'u hipalti lochem, es hagoyim ha'nishorim ha'ele b'nachala l'shivteichem, min ha'yardin. See, I have allotted to you as a heritage for your tribes these remaining nations from the Yardin. Explains Rashi, Yehoshua is referring to the Goyrol, the lots that determined the heritage. These remaining nations from the Yardin means those remaining to be conquered. V'chol ha'goyim asher hichrati, v'hayom ha'gadol mevoy ha'shomesh, all the nations that I have cut off, up to the great sea toward the setting of the sun. So all the areas have been allocated, and there remain some nations to conquer. Yehoshua continues that Hashem will drive them out from before the Bnei Yisrael, and they will inherit the land as Hashem has spoken. Verse 6. V'chazaktem ma'od lishmar v'la'asais es kol hakosav b'sefer Torah Moshe levilti sur mimenu yomin usmol. And strengthen yourselves very much to keep and do all that is written in the book of the Torah of Moshe, so that you do not turn from it right or left. The language of not turning from it right or left is depicting that one should go on the straight path, not deviating from it right or left, as Metzudas David says. One should not deviate from the path of Torah, as Ralbag interprets, that not turning right means not adding to the words of the Torah, and not turning left means not detracting from the Torah. Keep to Torah as it is. It is not for us to change Torah. Stick to all the ways of Torah. The Chaimas Anach points out here that the letter Vav at the start of the first word of the Posuk, V'chazaktem, and strengthen yourselves, has a function of making the instruction here about repeat behavior. It doesn't say strengthen yourselves, but it says strengthen yourselves with the letter Vav in front of it, and implying that the guidance here is strengthen yourselves and strengthen yourselves, meaning keep at the process. Because the warning here is to strengthen themselves against the evil inclination. Fight against it. And as taught in Kiddushin, the evil inclination renews itself every day. It finds new strategies to test you, to challenge you. So keep aware. Keep working. Keep fighting. Be on guard. And strengthen yourselves very much, the verse says. You need to fight hard. The evil inclination is a strong contender. Verse 7. Levilti voy bagoyim ha'ele ha'nisharim ha'ele itchem, so that you do not come among these nations, these that remain with you. Meaning, according to Metzudas David, that you don't come to be like them. Uvashem Eloheihem loisaz kiru, v'loisash biu. Nor shall you make mention of the name of their gods, nor shall you swear. You shall not make oaths by their name. V'loisa avdum, v'loisish dachavu lohem, and you shall not serve them, nor bow to them. Verse 8. Ki im b'Hashem Elokeichem tidboku, ka'asher asisem ad hayom hazeh. But cling to Hashem, your God, as you have done to this day. Yehoshua reiterates in verses 9 to 10 that Hashem fights their wars for them. And then he urges them to care for their spiritual being and keep themselves from straying, which would lead to Hashem not driving the nations out for them. I.e., were they to stray, Hashem would not drive the nations out for them. Verse 11, V'nishmartem ma'oid l'nafshay seichem. Take great care of your souls. La'ahava es Hashem Elokeichem. To love Hashem, your God. Verse 12, Ki im shoiv tashuvu. Because if you turn away, udevaktem b'yeser ha'goyim ha'ele ha'nisharim ha'ele itchem, and cling to the rest of these nations that remain with you, v'hischatantem bohem, uvosem bohem v'heim bochem, and intermarry with them, and mingle with them, and they with you, then you need to know, verse 13, Ki loy yosif Hashem Elokeichem lahirish es hagoyim ha'ele milifneichem, that Hashem, your God, will not drive these nations out from before you anymore. V'hayu lachem lefach ulemaykesh ulashaitit betsidechem, velitzninim be'einechem, and they will be a trap and an obstacle to you, and a lash in your sides and thorns in your eyes. They will cause you pain, interprets Mitzudas David. Ad avodchem me'al ha'adama hatoiva hazois, asher nosan lachem Hashem Elokeichem. Until you perish from this good land which Hashem your God has given you. Verse 14. Vehine Anoichi Haileich Hayoim Baderech Kol Ha'aretz. And behold, I am going this day the way of all the earth, meaning, as Mitzudas David teaches, in the way that all creations go, meaning, I am going to die like all human beings do. Vidatem b'chol levavachem, uv'chol nafshachem, ki loy nofal dovar echod mikol hadavorim hatoivim asher diber Hashem Elokeichem aleichem. And you shall know with all your hearts and with all your souls that not one thing of all the good things that Hashem your God has spoken concerning you has failed. Hakol ba'ulachem, loy nafal mimenu davar echod. All have happened for you, not one word of it has failed. Everything good Hashem said would be has come to fruition. Use this to know that so too, just like the good came to be, if you don't follow the Torah, then evil things will come upon you from Hashem, as verse 15 refers to with Mitzudas David. Verse 16. Be'ovrachem es bris Hashem Elokeichem asher tziva eschem. When you transgress the covenant of Hashem your God that He has commanded you, v'halachtem v'avadatem aleihim achirim v'hishtachavisem lohem, and you go and serve strange gods and bow down to them, v'chora af Hashem bochem, then the wrath of Hashem will burn against you. The wording here is reminiscent of that which we find in the second paragraph of the Shema prayer, where we are warned of the consequence of idolatry. The verse here in Yehoshua continues with what will happen if they stray. Va'avadatem mehera me'al ha'aretz ha'toiva asher nasan lachem, and you will perish quickly from upon the good land that He has given you. Remember, everything is from Hashem, not from a person, not from a leader. Remember Torah, strengthen ourselves to cling to its paths, prepare ourselves so that with Hashem's blessing, we can triumph against the ever more complex tactics of the evil inclination. Remain true to who we are, whoever we may be amongst. There's so much to contemplate from Yehoshua's address here. Thank you for studying together. Lilui Nishmas Frida Bas Moshe Eliyahu.